conviction. Because you begin to carry the fear of God. And I've walked in rooms, even where I used to work, I'd walk in a room, people be cursing, and they'd see me and they'd say, oh, excuse me, Brother Greg. They'd stop cursing. Some of them tried to hide their beer. Oh, hey, how you doing there, Brother Greg? I ain't even a minister. Hey there, Brother Greg. What you got in that bag there? I said, what you doing, man? Fear of God resting upon you impacts other people in your life. I mean, when you have reverence and respect for God and people can see that on you, then they'll begin to reverence and respect God too. They were not respecting me necessarily, but it was the presence of God and the power of God that they saw working in my life that caused them to put that cigarette out. Or to try to hide that alcohol, or to change how they're talking. It wasn't about Greg and Greg so good. It's just the presence of God that rests upon you, that you carry, that aura that you carry that really can't be seen with the natural eye, but it's there. When you walk in, the atmosphere change. I went into prison one time. And we went into solitary confinement, and there was a guy there who was demon-possessed. And I was standing there talking to the guy, and he said, I knew when y'all walked in that God walked in the room. When we walked through the door, he said, those are sons of God right there. The devils know. Because when you're walking in the fear of God, you're walking in obedience. You're walking with a desire and a mindset that you want to honor God. You want to please him. You want God to be satisfied with your life and how you live. And because of that, I mean, God is able to just pour blessing on you. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's no limit to how God wants to bless you. I mean, Jesus paid the price for you to have everything that heaven has. He even made you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are heirs. You are a part owner of everything that Jesus has. That's how much God loves you, and that's how much God desires to bless you, but you got to position yourself and walk in the fear of God. Amen? So the fear of God can be taught and learned. So in different areas of my life, I learned how to fear God in different areas of my life. When it came to me keeping my body and honoring God, and sanctifying my body to the Lord and staying out of sexual sin when I was single, I learned the fear of God in that area. I learned what was pleasing to him and what wasn't acceptable, and then I decided to stay on the side of what was pleasing to God. That was a manifestation of the fear of God in my life. Amen? I'm just trying to help you see it, that you can learn the fear of God. You may have areas of your life that are not sanctified, or that you haven't surrendered to the Lord, but you need to allow the fear of God to come on you in that area. The way you are willing to make the change and the adjustment necessary to line up completely with God's will for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Now let's look at some scriptures here. 1 Chronicles 16:25. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. God is to be feared. Psalm 33:8 in the New Living Translation says, let the whole world fear the Lord. Let everyone stand in awe of him. Let the whole world fear God. What is missing in our world today? It is the fear of God. People have lost their fear of God. Amen. Now, one of the things that the fear of God would do for you is give you a heavy consciousness of God's presence in your life that will protect you and that will be a motivation for you not to sin and not to do things that dishonor God and not to do things that disrespect God, that will do things that will cause you not to embrace God. And so it would be just like when children have the fear of their parents. And I'm not talking about being scared to the point that you're terrified. I'm not talking about a demonic fear. I'm talking about a holy fear. Amen. When we talk about the fear of God, we're not talking about being scared of God and being afraid that God's going to strike you with lightning and things like that and going to beat you down with a bat. You know, we ain't talking about God tormenting you. We're talking about you holding God in high esteem. Amen. Having God at the top of the ladder, so to speak, at the center, at the core of your life. That's what we're talking about. Now, I feared my parents. That means that there were some things that I would do outside of their presence that I wouldn't do in their presence. Y'all got it? When a child has the fear of their teacher, there are certain things they will not do in the presence of their teacher. They will watch and see if the teacher looking. They will watch and see, they're wanting to know, is anybody's eyes upon me? Right? So even when you have the fear of your parents, there are certain things you're not going to do if they're watching you. And if you know they're watching you, then it causes your behavior to be different. Right? Now, when the fear of God's working in your life, when you're conscious that God's eyes are upon you, there are certain things you're just not going to do with him watching. So if you cultivate that all the time, guess what? You'll live a clean life. I'm not telling you you're going to be perfect, but I'm going to tell you, it won't be any of those blatant, I mean, just in-your-face type sins. Those disrespectful sins. Those sins that just disrespect and dishonor God, that you know better and you're going to do it anyway, and you know God watching you and you don't care. You're in bad shape when you do that. You're in serious spiritual trouble when you can sin sins that you know that's wrong and know that God is working and know that God is watching you, you can do it anyway. But really what happens is that people lose the fear of God and they don't care whether he's watching or not. When you get in that place, you're in a bad place. Because now you're in a place of deception. Amen. All right, let me read some more scriptures. Psalm 89:7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all of them that are about him. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of his saints. This should be a place where when you come in here, the fear of God ought to be in this place. That you're careful what you say when you come in this place. Amen. Amen. Because of God's presence here. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. See, if you fear God, there'll be a lot of things in your life that'll just automatically straighten up. Hebrews 12:28 says, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved or shaken, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The Amplified uses these words, that we may serve God in pleasing service and acceptable worship. And where it says godly fear, it uses the word awe. That we may serve God with awe. That means that we stand in amazement of who he is. Don't ever lose the amazement factor with God. Don't ever cease to be amazed with who he is and what he's done for you. You can cultivate the awe of God in your life by just looking at what God has done. Amen. I stand in awe of God when I look at the human body. When I look at all these systems that's here and how they all work together, man, I know this ain't this. Look, man didn't do this, and this didn't come out of no big bang. I had a fellow I was talking to one time say he didn't believe in God, so you just believe all this happened because of the big bang. Well, yeah, something had to happen like that. I say that would be just like putting a bunch of disconnected things in a room, blowing it up, and a car sitting there. Got gas in it and all. I say things don't happen like that out of an explosion. An explosion brings destruction. It doesn't bring order. It brings chaos. I said, no, we are fearfully, listen to that, and wonderfully made.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Past the gates, through the courts, to the most holy place, to worship you face to face. Oh, what a place to be, Lord, you're so awesome to me. Oh my, here we are in your presence, your holy, holy presence, blanketed by your glory, whoa, just like the morning dew. Here we are in your presence, your holy, holy presence, oh, oh, oh. Lord of the universe, we're in awe of you. Here we are in your presence, oh, your holy, holy presence, blanketed by your glory, yeah, 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 just like the morning dew. Here we are in your presence, your holy, holy presence, Lord of the universe, we're in awe of you. Oh,
yeah, yeah, just want to bless your name, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, my, my, my. Ooh, I sense your presence, and I feel your power, oh, your hand is mighty upon me, and I'm in awe of you, oh, my.
I sense your presence,
Spirit of the Lord, oh,
I feel
my,
your power,
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.